What's up, camera? What's up, people?
Yeah, I'm gonna
start. It's been a while. It's my guest appearance again.
Your monthly, or not even monthly.
It's gotten bad. I'm not gonna lie. I might have mentioned a GoFundMe last time. I blew my truck up. Not intentionally. I was doing a tune-up on it. Just kidding. Not GoFundMe, but.
No, go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah, well,
let your fans know.
No, not the fans. I'm going to keep that on the private. I picked up a C30. We've been restoring it slowly. It's been a fun little project.
Yep.
I actually started recording some of the work we've been doing.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
And if you're wondering who the weirdo is over in the corner.
Who hasn't said a thing?
I'm Garrett.
So, Tori is out of town.
What happened, Tori?
Yeah, what happened, Tori? You look a little manly.
She grew a goatee and cut her hair.
Yeah, yeah. This is our other brother, Garrett. What you guys don't know, I'm going to have to pause every time you take a drink because you're going to be able to hear it in this. What you don't know is we've already recorded this episode once with Garrett, but it was storming that night, and I think when the electricity flickered, it messed our microphones up. And started recording with the computer microphone, and it sounded really bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
It was awful.
First season microphone tech.
Oh, no, it was worse than that. And so Corky with the Paranormal War Room came through. He helped us out, sent us an episode of his so we could post it, so you guys would at least have something to listen to last week. And by now it'll come out. I think we're going to post a bonus episode of Remember That on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to cram this week and try to get a couple of episodes done. So we're obviously recording tonight. We're going to try to record another. I'll let you guys know when. Don't feel like you have to come over, but if you want to, we're going to record again. I just don't know when.
Yeah, because
I don't know if I want that out there.
Why? You scared?
Now the fans are going to know. Bleep that out.
Just edit it.
Yeah. We've got plans coming up. We've got plans coming up. So we're trying to condense everything. Plus May softball schedule. We've got a tournament coming this weekend. And then she has districts the next weekend. And then we're going to Tennessee 2 weeks after that. So.
Yeah, by the way. FrankenCon.
FrankenCon. Come see us. We'll be in Alcoa, Tennessee.
Yeah.
June 26th,
27th, and 28th.
Like he said. But we'll be there the 27th.
Yes. We'll be there on the 27th with the rest of the Remember That crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be just having like a little live discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to try and play some games, aren't we?
Yep. Trivia.
Yeah.
I think we're actually going to record an episode all together.
Yeah.
So, all the fun things. So, come find us if you're in the area. Come say hi. Let us know that you're there. Where you heard us.
Yep.
We'll have some stickers to hand out.
Yep. And if you haven't checked us out on Remember That, please do.
Garrett and Seth won't be there.
They won't be there now, huh? They're not invited.
They're not invited. They can't sit with us. So, this episode's a little bit different. We had something playing a second ago, and Seth was like, what? Is that? And we're like, that's part of our episode. So we are officially doing our first Sinister Submissions episode. And we thought it'd be fun to kick it off to kind of tell our own personal stories, a little bit of our history and what we has brought us here, why we're so freaking weird.
Yeah.
Do you have any spooky stories?
Spooky stories? Like what? Like, just paranormal?
Have you seen a ghost?
No.
Have you seen a Bigfoot?
No, I ain't never seen any big... I've seen some big feet now.
I was going to say aliens, but, I mean, we all know our sister's an alien, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, I remember that kid's head when she was little.
Yeah, to be honest, my spooky encounters are just stories I've heard, but I like to just be a skeptical believer because it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we've said is we're skeptical believers, but I think us three, we've all experienced something. And kind of like we talked about last week, you know, before Seth was here, he wasn't even thought of yet.
I'm a skeptical, skeptical believer to a point.
Wow.
I mean, there are some things that I have experienced that I can't explain, so I can't help but be more leaning towards the believer side of things.
Yeah.
I seen a chupacabra one time.
Well, that's an experience. Unless
what
you're
talking about?
Unless you're talking about the people on North Tyler.
I mean, no, I wasn't in North Tyler. I was probably closer to this side of Tyler, but I was just driving down 64 one time. It could have just been a really, really big doe.
Yeah.
We had that happen. I don't remember where we were coming back from.
We were coming back. I can't remember where we were coming back from, but we were on Roller Coaster Road, and it was super foggy that night. Like, we couldn't see anything in front of us. And we're driving down the road really slowly, come around one of the curves, and it's about 25, 30 yards in front of us or so. All of a sudden, out of the fog, this huge, what looked like a mangled dog was standing in the middle of the road. It didn't have a tail. It was just weird looking.
Did it have a mane? That's the only distinguishing feature I could see on this thing. Like, it was big enough that it had a really big roll, or it had a mane or something.
It was big. Like, at first, we're like, maybe it was a beaver. Because, you know, a lot of times beavers will lose their tails in the wild.
Yeah.
We're like, maybe it was a beaver.
That sounds terrible.
But it was way too big to be a beaver.
That thing was huge.
Like, hey, giant.
Was it the thing they hit in Athens?
The Nutri-Rats?
No, it wasn't Nutri-Rat. They come from, like, South Africa.
Somebody a capybara?
Capybara, yeah, that's what it is.
So it kind of looked like that, yeah.
It was fuzzier, though. It had longer hair than a capybara.
Kind of like a big guinea pig,
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It was more dog-like than it was guinea pig-like, though.
Yeah, I don't know. We still don't know what it is.
It was weird. It was foggy.
We both said, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird.
Freaked us out. No idea what it was. To this day.
And I damn sure wasn't stopping.
No, that's how murders or how horror stories start.
Yeah.
Well, just about as fast as I seen my chupacabra, it was gone. So
us too.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was crazy. There was like no inebriating things that night. Like I was just getting off work. I was driving home. And
yeah, I don't think we were either. I don't remember where we were coming from, but we weren't like out drinking or anything. We're probably just coming home from dinner.
It was still somewhat daylight out, but it was so foggy we couldn't see anything.
It's like right between dark and just a little bit of light. Mm-hmm. What's that, dusk, I guess?
Yeah, ish.
Dusk-ish. It was a little bit darker than dusk.
Time. I don't know. You used to watch the Twilight, not us.
I don't sparkle in the sunlight.
Skin of a killer, Bella.
That's a reference.
Wow.
Nice.
That's embarrassing.
Who comes and records a podcast and does not turn their sound off?
You know what? I'm so dedicated. I left my phone on my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Somebody could call and it could be an emergency.
He'll never know.
I don't think he meant to do that. I think he's just rubbing it in.
Probably. Well, I guess we can just kind of, like I said, dive in and talk about a little bit of our stories. Like Garrett and I, so like before we got sidetracked, like I was saying earlier, before Seth was even thought of. I don't need that right now anyways. Garrett and I lived across the street from a cemetery.
On Washington Street?
Yes. And our mother, shout out Mom, she listens. Number one fan.
Yep.
Honey. My kids call her Honey, and I think it's the coolest thing ever. Yeah. But we lived across the street from a cemetery, and not only that, but our mom worked at the cemetery. Yeah. And so Garrett and I literally were in that cemetery 24/7 like a bunch of little creepy kids.
So that's where it started for you, huh?
Oh, definitely.
That's at least – I was already watching scary movies, though.
Yeah, but that cemetery was just – it had an eerie feeling about it in some parts.
Yeah. And like we played hide and seek between, this sounds so bad. We played hide and seek between the gravestones and we just had free range. I mean, she worked in the office and she'd like, get the hell out of here, go play. And so.
Man, the 90s were something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely were.
Yeah.
You get arrested if you play in a grave. What do they call those places? Damn.
Cemeteries,
yeah.
That's, yep. That's where my first experience ever really happened, because the headstone when we were playing hide and seek, and you were nowhere near me.
Yeah.
I don't know, and that was a big headstone. I don't know how it fell over and almost squished me.
Yeah.
Should have been pulling on it, bro.
No.
You can't find me. Oh, it fell. No. And then another thing that's weird is the mausoleum that was there.
Yeah.
And that place had, it was all marble. It was two stories. And when you would go downstairs, you'd go down one flight of stairs and there was like a platform and you would kind of turn a corner and go down another like flight of stairs. And so it was deep, deep in the ground. And when it would rain, that entire bottom floor, underneath floor, what underground floor, I guess you can call it, would flood.
My goodness.
So mom went and got a regular white, like, copy paper and took red permanent marker and wrote something like closed due to flooding or something like that on it and taped it to the outside door so that people wouldn't go in there. She taped it on that morning. That night we go to lock up. That paper is completely blank. No writing on it whatsoever.
It was weird.
Really weird. So we thought that was strange. Who was it that had the recording of the babies crying?
I don't remember.
I don't remember if it was mom or one of the people that she worked with.
I think it was somebody she worked with. Because there was another lady that helped her put out
flowers
and stuff like that.
Clean them up when they're mowing and stuff. But they would go to the, because in that cemetery, they had like a, it's really sad, but like a baby area for
where the infants
infant
they
deaths
were
and stuff and child deaths. And I don't remember what they were doing or why they were recording, but in the recording you can hear babies crying.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah. So that was kind of creepy. And what's even crazier is, so we literally lived right across the street from the cemetery, and I think that's where you had your first kind of spooky experience, right?
Yeah. Our backyard, remember how it had that basketball hoop on the back of the garage?
Do you remember when we had that Rottweiler and if we went and play with this Rottweiler, it would grab us by the pants and rip our pants down until we'd play with it?
Wow.
Yep, until somebody stole it. But
yeah.
One night I was laying in bed. Mom told us to go to bed, and I had a window right there where my bed was, and the basketball was just sitting there steadily dribbling, and then it just, I guess I caught its attention, and it threw it and made it, and I was like, okay.
He was freaking out. He went and told mom, and mom's like, okay, go to bed, like, you're crazy.
But no, we would both sleepwalk in the house. Mm-hmm. Like,
bad.
We were bad. Bad.
To the point where mom would lock the doors.
She'd have to put bolt locks up high.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get out.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Our sleepwalking, because we sleepwalk, I don't know if you still do, I still do. Actually, I just did it
all the time.
A couple of nights ago, I kept waking up standing in the middle of our bedroom.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Imagine being him.
Yeah.
Oh, I do it. And but I don't remember exactly all the, you know, encounters or me doing that while we lived there, but I do remember our sleepwalking being really bad in that house. And yours eased up after we moved out, but mine, like I said, I just did it a few nights ago. I was really tired. I've been stressed because of work and stuff going on, and the kids were up late, and I got up a couple of times to tell them to lay down and go to sleep. And then once I finally fell asleep, I kept hearing things, or, like, I guess dreaming things. And I would be moving around in my dreams, walking around. And so I get out of bed and I, like, carry out, I guess, what I'm doing. Reenacted it, basically. Yeah. And I'll just be waking up, standing in the middle of a room, like, oh, this is really cool. And then one, I actually made it through our hallway and was going into Jackson's room. He actually had a friend stay in the night, and I was going to, I don't know what I was doing. I just woke up, and I was literally, like, standing in his doorway. So I'm glad they didn't wake up and be like, whoa, your mom's freaking weird, man. But, yeah, I still sleepwalk quite a bit. So our family, especially the women in our family, are very intuitive. I've had a few weird experiences. The one that's most recent is I had a dream that my friend Lauren, her brother John, kept coming up to me and like, you need to call Lauren. And I was like, why? And he's like, you need to call Lauren. You need to call Lauren. And I woke up the next morning and I told Josh, I said, I had this weird dream last night that John kept telling me that I needed to call Lauren and check on her. I think something's wrong. So I shot off the text to her and was like, hey, you know, haven't talked to you in a while. Hope you're doing good. How are the kids? Yada, yada. And she actually messaged me back and said, wow, I'm really going through it right now. I really appreciate it. I needed to hear this. And it was just odd that I had that dream at that time when she was kind of going through it. So very strange. And then our mom knew that we were pregnant before we told her. Mm-hmm. So we were living on our own. And our mom loves ghost stuff. Like, even now, she's always watching swamp people, ghost shows.
Or crime shows.
Or crime shows and swamp people. She likes her swamp people.
Naked and Afraid.
And Naked and Afraid. Look, our mom's a freaking badass. She's actually really cool, and it really explains a lot. But when we were living on our own, we would go over to mom's on Wednesday night to eat dinner. Why Wednesday night? Well, that's because that's when the new Ghost Hunters episode would premiere. So we'd go over there and eat dinner and watch Ghost Hunters with mom. And I found out I was pregnant. And I called her and said, hey, are we still on tonight? And she said, yeah, why? Oh, no reason. Just making sure we're on tonight. And figured I'd talk to you while I'm there. She goes, you're pregnant. It's a girl, isn't it? And I was just like,
how'd you know that?
Yeah. It's like, well, I am pregnant, but I just found out and I don't know if it's a girl or not. And what do you know? Our first child was a girl.
Well, sure was.
So kind of weird. Strange little occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
You've had some weird stuff.
I can definitely attest, at least the last 20 years have been strange for him. He's been with you, so.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
That's been a string of nightmares on its own.
I keep it fun. I keep it entertaining.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Fun and entertaining?
Yeah. Tell me you're not entertained.
Are you not entertained? I'm sure he's probably just like, one phone call away from a heart attack or...
Yeah. Our life is like if the Addams Family and the National Lampoons met.
100%. That would actually be a hilarious movie.
Yeah, it kind of would. I guess it would kind of be like that one that Johnny Depp was in. What was that movie called?
Dark Shadows or In the Shadows?
Yeah, something like that.
In the Shadows?
In the Shadows. I can't remember, but yeah, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of similar to that.
With a little bit of Jackass in there.
Yeah. You calling me an ass?
No. But some of the things you do are questionable. Mm-hmm. And now your like, son, now
hi,
you're...
My name is Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. Oh, ask him, did you guys ever hear about his bike wreck?
He wrecked a bike too?
Me? Yeah.
We talked about it on the podcast. Yeah, you're wearing the same pants.
You see that hole?
Yeah.
That's from my bike wreck.
You are not still bruised, are you?
You want to see how I got these scars?
But look, wait. You can been almost, around.
You can almost still.
Wow, you're showing some leg.
Well, it's crazy. But yeah, like right there, there's still a little scar. There's scratches and still.
They've got shit. A separate link if you guys want to see some more.
Yeah. Check out my OnlyFans.
After you said guilty and ghostly after dark.
Yeah.
The guiltier and the ghostlier.
Oh god.
Ooh.
All right.
Moving right on along.
Yeah. That's a weird
No, but anyway, we were at May's practice in Bullard. And Jackson had taken his little bicycle up there. And he was trying to ride a wheelie and he was doing all kinds of stuff. And I was like, hell, I'll try to show him how to do it.
Because this was right when he really started dropping the pounds. So he was really feeling froggy.
Yeah.
Really feeling froggy.
Yeah. It was a bad idea from the start.
Mm-hmm. That was 30 years ago.
Yeah. So first of all, the bike is not in the best condition. Let's just put that out there.
Mistake number one.
Number one was thinking that I could even do this.
Yeah.
That was mistake number two. Number three was actually going through with it.
No. Mistake number three was it was on turf on a slope.
I was going to put that a little further down.
Oh, okay. My bad.
You said you're cutting me off. You're sandbagging me.
Okay. Right now. Yeah. Go ahead.
But anyway, that was definitely one of the mistakes. So getting on the bike was a mistake. And then trying to ride a wheelie on said bike on turf that had a slight grade to it. Terrible idea. So I get up, I'm riding it, and as I come back down, it kind of wobbles a little bit, right?
He saves it.
Front wheel touches, hits the turf, slides right out from underneath me.
Oh, man.
Mind you, while this is going on, me and my softball mom friends, Chelsea and Aaron, are sitting there watching him. So we see him get on this bike, and the whole time I'm thinking, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me right now. I swear to God, if you embarrass me. So not only he gets on the bike and he's riding, I'm like, okay. Josh still got it. He's doing good. Pops a wheelie. I'm like, no. Okay, that's my man. Well, then he comes down and he wobbles a little bit, but he saves it. So I'm like, okay. And then it just went downhill. He goes over. Not only does he go over the handlebars, but when he hits the grass, he literally slides like a penguin down the slope. All while he's staring at us directly in our eyeballs as this is happening.
Do you remember that time that I decided to race you guys and Philip or whatever?
And
I
tripped
and I fell and I ate shit.
You fell so hard, but your arms went underneath you and he racked himself.
Same fucking thing. Exactly the same.
Literally a Josh sized skin.
I turned into a skid mark on turf.
There was literally a Josh-sized skid mark across the turf. He got up, and the girls were like, are you going to cry? And he goes, I might. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It was so bad. We were freaking dying. Mm. We were dying. Yeah, so that's a little bit of Jackass mixed in there.
Mm-hmm. I survived.
You survived.
And that's not the only time I've done dumb shit.
No, we have. We're all guilty of that.
Yeah.
We won't delve into all the questionable decisions I've made.
We'll sprinkle them throughout the episodes, which I think we've talked about that one before because I was dying. I wish I would have had it on video.
I don't.
I would have replayed it over and over in slow motion as he's sliding down.
I mean, I guess we could have put it on, like, America's Funniest Videos or something. Yeah. Maybe we could have won something off of my idiocy.
Yeah. But we didn't.
Could have got your 15 minutes of fame.
I could have.
Instead, you only got...
I could have promoted the podcast.
Way
damn
to
it.
Go. Way to screw it all up. You
Speaking want to do it of again? That, like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, that was smooth. No, it wasn't. But, yeah... Back to our scary stories.
Back to scary stories.
You had a bunch of experiences at your buddy's house.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff that happened over there. Should I tell you?
Care to elaborate? That's kind of why we're here. Yeah, stuff happened. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway. You know how I tell stories or ask questions? You always talk about it and how little detail I put into things.
This is the time to give detail, friend. Oh, okay. Like, well, for right now.
All
right.
I suppose I could do that.
What friend are you talking about? Let's be specific here.
So, it was my buddy. Man, to be honest, I don't remember when we started hanging out. 11 or 12, 13 maybe. I can't honestly remember. But it was my buddy Jeremiah. And we were friends all through high school, all the way until pretty much I moved here. And then we just kind of lost touch a little bit. We still talk on Facebook every now and then. But back in those days, I was at his house all the time. And his mom and dad, I called them mom and dad. I was over there all the time eating in the mornings whenever we'd go to football practice. Hell, I'd go to his house in the morning after practice and shower. I mean, I was that close with him.
Would you shower together?
Almost something.
Are you trying to, like, create a situation there?
I'm just trying to figure out how close you guys are.
We weren't quite that close.
Oh, okay.
We weren't
It wasn't gay, bro. They were friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not boyfriends.
We were boys and we were friends.
But not boyfriends.
But not combined.
But not boyfriends.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right. So.
Details.
I just told you details.
No, I was agreeing.
There are no details. Quit
That's
trying to make something out of this, Audrey.
I was making
Jeez.
The details.
I know you've been reading those books, but you need to calm down.
Jeez, I want to hear some erotic from the shower, man.
No, but anyway. So he told me back when we first met that sometimes he would hear things in his house, and there was a lot of weird things that happened in his house. And, of course, you know, being a kid, I didn't know. I assumed he was telling the truth. Of course I would, you know. I was a kid. So when we first started hanging out, I'd go over there. I really didn't notice a whole lot of stuff going on. But as I was there more, I started noticing small things. First thing I noticed, you know, there was they had this lamp in the den. And every once in a while, it would switch the dimness, like just randomly, it would just all of a sudden switch the dimness or turn completely off. Their TV would suddenly turn on and off. But some of the most memorable things, one night I was laying in bed and we were sitting there talking. And I think we just finished playing the video game or some shit. And we're laying there bullshitting. And all of a sudden, I heard footsteps in the hallway. Well, that was one of the things that he told me about when we first met. And I was like, you know, that's weird. And I didn't think nothing of it the first few times that I heard it. I just figured that it was somebody walking up and down the hallway. Well, then there was a few times where I had heard it, and I was the only one awake. And one night, I got up and I looked, and there was nobody there. So there was constantly many nights that you could hear people walking up and down the hallway that weren't there. There was another time when we were in the den and he was showing me his grandpa's old 243 and he had opened it and looked at it. We were playing with it a little bit and I know for a fact it wasn't loaded. He knew for a fact it wasn't loaded because we had opened it and looked. It wasn't loaded. We'd grown up around rifles all our lives. And in the den, you could kind of see into the kitchen, and there was like part of a cabinet there. Well, he pointed it out that direction and dry fired it. And as soon as he did, the cabinet that you could see through that doorway exploded, and cups and bowls and stuff started falling down. A couple of cabinets down from there opened up. I think the dishwasher had opened as well. It was almost like we had shot a ghost, and it had hit the cabinet that it was falling.
Just took everything with
no,
it.
No, seriously, that's what it looked like. It was fucking weird.
I'm just picturing a ghost falling, going, oh no, grab the dishwasher.
Right.
And I'm dying. I've been shot.
Hey, that's a real story. I mean, seriously, that's exactly what it looked like. It looked like somebody was like grabbing stuff as they were falling.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest shit ever.
Did he just like slowly put the gun back. Like,
I mean, yeah, basically that's what he did. He put it up, and of course we went and looked to make sure that we didn't fucking shoot something, because
yeah,
that was the only logical explanation.
Right.
But there was nothing there.
Hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
As far as like a bullet hole.
No bullet hole. No nothing.
No gun smoke.
No, nothing. Not even a bang. You would think you fire a rifle in a house, you'd be half fucking deaf.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's wild.
Yeah.
How much trouble did you guys get into when Mom walked in?
We never told anybody about that.
Well, they're going to see the
cat. We cleaned the fucking mess up.
So it didn't destroy.
You guys don't know Jeremiah's mom.
So it didn't destroy the cabinet. It's just the door swung open.
It
just
like it was almost like somebody reached for the handle and pulled it open as they were falling.
So there was no like damage to the cabinet. Just everything that was in the cabinet came flying out.
Yes,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have definitely put that up. Be like, okay, nothing happened here. Exactly. We're going to keep going.
That's something you just don't. You keep that shit to yourself. That's the kind of stuff that you get institutionalized for. But being that there was two of us.
Yeah, you both seen it, both witnessed it.
Yeah. I'd love to see if I could get him to talk about that.
Yeah.
See if he remembers that. I'm sure he remembers it, but I'd love to talk to him about that again.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the only thing that I'd seen there. There was another night I was laying there because, you know me, I have insomnia. I can't go to sleep very easily. I'm laying there in bed, and I hear that walking again. And right there in that room where I was sleeping, there was a specific spot in the floor. When you stepped on it, it would creak. And I heard that. Well, of course, I'm hearing footsteps. I hear that shit. Now, there's somebody standing next to my bed.
Like you felt it? Like you felt the presence?
I kind of felt a presence, but that creak of that board is what really set it off.
Yeah.
Because your mind's thinking, okay, I know that sound because I've stepped on it. And I know exactly where that is in my room.
He's thinking Jeremiah's mom's in there fixing to get on his ass for being awake.
Oh, God. I'll have to tell you guys a story about her one of these days. Love that woman to death.
Did you guys ever have any experience at Randall's old house?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to save that for another episode. But, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun stuff there.
Did you have one there?
No, I was.
Oh, okay.
I've always heard about it, but
yeah. Well, I've got some other stories that we've got to get to. We'll save that for maybe next month's Sinister episode.
Yeah. But anyway, so I hear that creak, and now I'm curious. So I look over my shoulder, and all I can make out is like the silhouette of a man wearing a cowboy hat, standing next to my bed. That freaks me out. Because nobody in that house has ever worn a cowboy hat. So I cover myself up, and I lay down, and I go to sleep. And I wake up the next morning, and I talk to Jeremiah about that. And he had said something about he had seen something like that before also. Well, the history behind that house, supposedly, back whenever Covington was still an early town, the gallows was actually located on that property.
Oh, shit.
So there was a lot of people that had gotten executed right there. The man that lived in that house prior to Jeremiah's parents hung himself in the den.
Okay.
So there's a lot of negative energy surrounding that property.
Yeah.
They also owned a house next door that me and Jeremiah basically used as our hangout, clubhouse, whatever we wanted to do. That was basically our spot. And one night after we watched The Blair Witch, we were camping in the backyard or some crazy crap in the snow. We were walking through the house and we were just filming. And we were playing around. And he walks towards the front of the living room area where we had the drum set and the guitars and everything set up. And he tripped and fell. And he got back up, and we finished doing our goofy little recording. And as we were watching the footage back later, During the time when he falls, he caught a glimpse of a face. It was nobody's face that we know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was crazy. But ultimately, that's about the only stuff that I'd had happen there. Yeah. Now, I've had weird things happen at other places, but
yeah,
nothing like that. Nothing yeah. as significant as that.
That would be crazy to live in a house like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
We've lived in a couple.
Yeah, there's been a few. But I also have received some personal stories from listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to hear them?
No.
Okay, we're done. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> Heck no, we don't.
Heck no. Actually, yes,
of course we do.
Yeah, of course we do. So we'll have to save some of our other stories for next month. That way this episode doesn't end up being 2 hours long.
You don't think the viewers would like to listen to our voices for 2 hours?
No. And I have to go pick our daughter up in 30 minutes. So the first one I'm going to read is actually from our buddy Corky that does the Paranormal War Room and Remember That with us. Mm-hmm. And his might be a cryptid story. So I'm going to read what he said. It says, "When I was 14, I was in my bedroom and my stepdad hollered for me to come out on the porch. Keep in mind, I lived well in the country, back in the knobs." Mm-hmm. He's from Tennessee. You think we're country? They got us beat. A very rural area. Anyhow, when he asked me to come to the porch, I thought that was weird because me and him weren't cool like that. But I went out anyway. Once I got out there, he was standing at the end of the porch looking out at the woods. He said, "Come here and listen." I said, "For what?" I stood there for a minute, and all of a sudden, I heard the most terrifying sound I have ever heard in my life. Kind of like a moan or a growl. It sent shivers through my whole body, so much that I fell backwards into the porch. All I wanted to do was run away, so I got up and ran to my bedroom, where I didn't come out until the next day. I also became severely sick for the next 2 days. I never gave it much thought until I learned about the infrasound. It is supposed to be a sound Bigfoot emits to scare people off. I'm not sure what I believe, but if it's real, I may have been hit with the infrasound when I was 14 years old.
That's neat.
Wow. Yeah.
I've never heard of it, though.
I had never heard of infrasound either, so I actually looked it up. So infrasound is it's a sound that vibrates at frequencies below what humans can normally hear. Humans usually hear sounds between 20 to 20,000 hertz. Infrasound is anything below 20. Even though you usually can't hear it like a normal sound, your body can still feel it. That's why people often describe it as a heavy pressure in your chest, a deep vibration, sudden dread or panic, nausea, chills, the feeling that something is wrong, anxiety, and the urge to flee. It's almost like your body reacts before your brain really understands what's happening. So very interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which, to be out on your porch, you know, you think you're safe, and then you hear this crazy sound that literally knocks you back.
Nah, sweetheart, he lives in the Appalachia.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
No, right for real.
No, they do.
No, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you ain't safe out there. You ain't played Fallout 76, have you?
So very interesting.
It was probably one of them hillbillies.
Hillbillies. So our next story is actually from my friend JC. So I know you said you were behind listening. Did you hear the first?
Wow.
Hear the first, like, creepy tales where we told the personal stories? Or did you do that one with us? JC was sent us a story for that one, and her story, so they had bought a house over, I think, in Van, if I'm not mistaken, and they were clearing the land, her and her husband, and while they were clearing the land, she was standing by the truck and all of a sudden had this vision of a tree falling on her and, like, having a heavy pressure on her chest, and, like, it really affected her, and she was like, that's weird, you know. A couple of days later, they go meet their neighbors for the first time, and while they're talking, mind you, she said nothing about what she felt and seen. they let them know that it was like their uncle or nephew or something actually owned that property back when and was killed by a tree falling on him.
Oh, that's spooky.
In the same area that she had the vision.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is a follow-up. So we read that on the podcast a while back. This is her follow-up. She said, so I just finished the podcast and I loved it. Y'all are doing great. First things first, you gave the perfect description of our time on Red Oak. Doing hood rat shit with my hood rat friends. Because I was talking about when we lived over at mom's old house and we would just...
And you guys did too. Oh my God. I'm surprised none of us ever got into any trouble.
Yeah.
Like real trouble.
Real trouble.
I guess some of us kind of did.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Well, for legal purposes, we will not discuss any further.
Yeah. I will not deny nor confirm.
Well, she said we had so much fun out there. Second thing, it was her last name. So I was like, I think it's Prejean because her husband's Cajun. And I think Josh
said Prejean.
Yeah, I was like, no, it's not Prejean. I'm pretty sure it's Prejean. And she said, last name is pronounced Praise Y'all. So we were both completely off. But yeah, no one in Texas gets it right. So definitely correct. My husband, Ryan, is Cajun. I'm not exactly sure where to start with this, so I guess I'll just start at the very beginning and tell you everything. The first home that we bought was Ben Wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
The first home we bought was in Ben Wheeler, Texas. We bought it directly from my husband Ryan's uncle Joey, whose elderly mother lived there for about 12 to 15 years before us. It was a direct buy. It was never on the market, no open house or showings, minor detail for later. She moved out, we moved in the same week. When we dropped the first load of our stuff off, I took a picture of the front of the house and posted it to Facebook because I was proud. I was happy. It was a big moment. It was a plain red brick home with a white door, and that's all the picture showed. It was the very end of the road on a little back road no one went down. Not even 24 hours after I posted this picture, a complete stranger messaged me and simply asked, "Do you have a purple room in your house?" I, in fact, did have a purple room. And so I replied, "Yeah, how'd you know?" She never said how she knew. No one from our family knew her or seen her, and she never explained how she knew. She just said, "There's something in there, a darkness or a bad spirit. You should have it blessed."
That's wild. Can you imagine somebody coming to your house and telling you, or not coming to your house, but I guess...
messaging you just randomly on Facebook and like... Yeah,
that's crazy.
You got a purple room? No. And yes. I just...
Well, if you do, there's evil.
There's evil in there.
Evil.
Well, JC says, I was shook.
I bet.
But in my early 20s, I didn't know what to do with that information. So basically, more or less, just had to go on with my life.
God.
1 month after...
Could you imagine, though? Because like, that'd always be in the back of your mind.
And again, that's how freaking horror movies go. Like,
hell yeah, it is.
You're happy. You just got this brand new home. You're moving in. You're so, you know, putting all your stuff. And then a stranger's like, "I know about your house, and it's dark."
And you're like, "Oh.
Cool, 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 cool. I'm going to go ahead and put my spins over here."
That's right? Great.
Like, okay, well, I guess I'm not unboxing my shit.
Nope. They always do.
Yeah. Well, JC did. She unboxed her shit.
Good for you. Fuck it. We ball.
And 1 month after moving in there, our laundry room caught fire.
Gosh.
There was no decoration on the walls, but there was a cross burnt into the wall above the dryer.
That's
wild.
I'll send you pictures for proof, and I've got them. I'll show you in just a minute.
Goosebumps.
Luckily, the house didn't burn down. Just that one room, so we had it cleaned and all the smoke damage repaired.
Thankfully.
There was two other houses on that road, about a football field away from each other. Both neighbors on that street houses caught fire soon after they moved in.
Wow.
No one warned me because they didn't think it would happen to me. But yeah, theirs were brand new mobile homes and both still caught on fire.
I'm kind of trying to figure out who the electrician is now out there now if those are brand new.
Yeah. Was it the same guy?
JC, you might want to let us know if you had electrical work done. We may have a lawsuit.
She said, so yeah, that happened, and we just kept on living our busy lives. We bought the house end of September, fire happened at the end of October, and in the end of December, family from Louisiana comes for Christmas and spent 2 or 3 days with us. Brian's very old grandma made that trip specifically to see our house. Now take this next part however you want. His grandmother has been deemed a healer by the Catholic Church. I don't know if y'all know what that means, but it's a pretty big deal. Not just around her local area and church, but the Vatican, the Pope, many other people like that had personally paid for her to be flown around many different places, different countries, just for her healing abilities.
Wow.
She brought each one of my three babies a blanket that had been blessed by her with holy water and a chunk or shard of the cross Jesus was hung on. That's what she explained to us when the kids opened their blankets for Christmas morning. The day they were leaving, she asked for permission to bless our home, and of course, I was completely on board with it. So we as a whole group of probably 10 to 12 people followed her around, blessing each room, and she's doing her thing when we walked into the purple room. While she was praying over it, there was a knocking. Three knocks. Everyone heard it. Back then, I had no idea what that was about. And that just made her pray harder and louder. They ended up leaving, and our house felt lighter and brighter. IDK had to explain it, but we all just felt better. Months, possibly years pass, where nothing happens at all. But then one night, my oldest comes barreling in my room in a complete panic, and look of terror on my child's face was absolutely real. He had seen a man staring at him through his window outside in the dead of night.
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. But if that was our house, our kid would be like, why is mom outside again? He woke up to go pee, seen this man, and ran straight to our room, and then said while he was opening our door, oh God, it gets worse. He woke up in the dead of night to go pee, seen this man, ran to our room, and then said while he was opening our door, he seen him again in a hallway window. So he was fully awake when he seen this. So this kid wakes up and sees this man staring at him through his window, gets up, hauls ass to his mama's room to let her know, and sees that same man in a different window staring at him.
Wow.
He's turning 16 years old this year and still has stuck to his story and has never forgotten about that night. We build a fence, we get cameras, and we go on living. Another probably 2 or 3 years go by and nothing happens. We're good. Until one night, my husband and I are fully asleep, and someone or something jerks my head, spins it around, actually cracking my neck so hard and so fast I thought my husband snatched my pillow from out underneath my head.
Wow.
But he was snoring and my pillow was in place. It turned my head almost completely backwards like it was trying to kill me. I couldn't ignore what was going on anymore. Obviously, something was there. So we ended up selling the house, and the last day we're moving, the last trailer load, I'm grabbing the last of our stuff, and I'm walking out of the laundry room when I hear a grown man sigh and feel his breath on the back of my neck. I was there alone.
Yikes.
Which it gets even creepier. So like I said, I grew up with JC. We were really, really good friends in high school. We've got kids about the same age. We were pretty close for a while. And so I messaged her because I got to thinking, I wanted to know if this was the house that she lived at when all what I'm fixing to tell you happened. And it is. Here's the picture of the laundry room.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I see it.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the three knocking, that's a mockery.
Yes.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
It's demonic.
Mm-hmm. Well, get this. So I messaged her. Oh, you have my phone, so I can't look at it. I messaged her because when this girl, I think she was in her early to mid-20s, had multiple strokes. And they could not explain why. They could not explain what caused them. And so I asked her, were you living in this house when this happened? She was like, you know what? sure in the hell was.
Oh, man.
Like, it was bad. We almost lost her. Like, it was bad. And she was living in this house when that happened.
Mm. She has she had any since she's moved out?
I don't think so. She didn't say she has.
Wow.
Or, oh, you're talking about strokes. I thought you meant experiences. I don't think so. No. Hmm.
That's a weird coincidence.
Isn't that crazy? It makes you wonder if it's connected. I mean, to be that young and have, you know, a severe stroke.
Yeah. I wonder what the history of that place is.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to kind of find out.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a really good submission.
Yeah, it was. Thank you, JC.
Love you, girl. We need to get together with her soon.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we've seen her or most of the other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the next story we have, when I was trying to test to make sure all this would work, and you were like, what the hell? So, when I put out a social media post saying, hey, we want sinister submissions. Shut the hell up, Seth. I seen the look.
Well, what I heard earlier, this is not going...
It's not going well.
Yeah.
This is not that kind of show. So when I posted, you know, asking for sinister submissions, I had a guy text me or email me. His name is Gary. He is from Ontario, Canada. So when he has an experience all throughout his life, after he would have the experience, as soon as he could, he would write it all down, every detail.
That's awesome.
He'd then put it in a box. We're going to pack that away for a while. And every once in a while, he'll pull out that box and we'll read and record himself reading his experiences.
Okay.
So when we recorded this last time and it didn't pick it up, I let Garrett pick which one we did. So we're going to listen to one of the audio submissions that he sent to us.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Is it the same one?
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and do the same one.
It is pretty crazy.
Okay. Before I put these on my head, nobody judge me. You guys have the good headphones. I had to go steal my son's headphones.
You're cute. I thought those were your daughter's.
Nobody's judging. They'll fit your little bitty head.
They will. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
So this is Gary from Ontario, Canada, and it is labeled Off Her Rocker.
Oh, neat. Sounds like a mad album cover.
That's a rock band.
Kind of does, eh?
Yeah. Don't do that. It's offensive.
Hey there. Pull up a chair. Order us another round, and I'll tell you a little story about something very strange that happened to me back when I was a kid. My name's Gary. I live here in Ontario, Canada, and I've been dragging this needy, high-maintenance meat sack of mine through life for many decades now. But along the way, I've still managed to see some pretty cool things. Cool, meaning strange, peculiar, mind-boggling, unexplainable, weird, frightening, and yes, sometimes even straight-up bizarre. This particular childhood experience of mine, which I'm now going to walk you through, wasn't necessarily what I'd call freakishly scary or over-the-top horrific, but what I would say is that it was definitely plenty creepy and disturbing. So when I was in my, mid-teens, a friend and I one day noticed that a rickety old house that we'd probably walked by like hundreds of times over the years, now it suddenly stood boarded up and it was completely surrounded with a bright yellow caution tape. This place was pretty ancient, somewhat decrepit. It stood there at the edge of a heavily wooded public park that we lived right next door to. And it had been around since like the 1910s. So it had a lot of history. So as we found out later, this neat little house, a little dwelling here was, for like many years, it housed, the park custodian along with his wife and her elderly mother. Being curious and irresponsible young boys as we were, just after a couple of days, we, looked at each other and simply ducked underneath that yellow caution tape when nobody was looking and decided to enter the house through the back because it was a door that was kind of slightly ajar, poorly secured, easily, pulled open. So we kind of squeezed in and got into the basement. And then, anyways, for for several weeks thereafter, we'd often go there just to hang out, you know, go inside, go to different rooms, go to the basement. And nobody knew we were in there because it was taped off with that yellow caution tape. But we had to sneak in to make sure nobody'd call the police. For us, it was a neat place to escape to, you know, to get away from everybody and everything, because it was kind of like having our own private clubhouse. So this entire structure, including the main and the second floor, we found completely empty. There was nothing in there. No furniture, no beds, nothing. We walked around and said, okay, they've moved everything out of here, moved away. And anyways, the weirdest thing about this place was after going all over the main floor and upstairs, taking a quick look, we decided to descend the steps down into the basement. And that's where we got our oversized serving of the heebie-jeebies. The first time we descended those long, deep, or steep, I should say, steep wooden stairs going down to that dirt-floored cellar, and after having wiped cobwebs off of our faces and tops of our heads, both of our mouths immediately dropped open. There, we saw row after row of these, you know, crudely built wooden shelves. And on top of those shelves stood dozens upon dozens of mason jars, as well as some other larger jars. And they were all filled with an array of different contents. You could see liquid and things kind of bobbing around inside. And there was some pretty freaky shit in there when we took a closer look. So when we, you know, walked up to these, there was some light down there because there was some cracks in the floorboards from the light from above because it was a sunny day. But we noticed that a few jars held, you know, the typical things that you'd think of preserves. There were pickles and onions and carrots and what looked like maybe boiled eggs. But others, they contained some far more disturbing things, grotesque things like chicken heads, chicken feet, pig fetuses. And there were these weird jars with these cloudy clusters of forever staring eyeballs, these big meaty eyeballs, which we assume came from cows, I guess. And we also saw some brains, intestines, lung tissue, all this gory stuff, and many, many other random bodily organs. And we just assumed they must have all come from various animals. Now, the kicker to all this, that was pretty strange enough. That was pretty bizarre. But the kicker in this whole dark and creepy abandoned house equation was, oddly enough, is by accident when we were going upstairs, we went a second time upstairs, just kind of walk around, look out the windows, take a look around, see if anything was left there. We kind of noticed this kind of dark little room off to the side. It wasn't big enough to be a bedroom. I don't know what they would have put in there. It barely would maybe fit a single bed, if anything, in there. But when we took a closer look, it was pretty dark in there. But we took a closer look and we heard some kind of a weird creaking sound. So there, as we took a closer, we could see there was actually this little old lady sitting there, like kind of in a darkened corner, the back of this tiny room, and barely illuminated by these slivers of light that were coming in through the filthy window. There sat this tiny, frail, shriveled up old woman, and she's just sitting there, slowly rocking back and forth in this wooden rocking chair. And the whole room, all you could hear is this, this highly annoying and continuous god-awful creaking sound. So we kind of looked at each other and thought, oh, geez, you know, she's going to start screaming at us like we've kind of broken into the house. But she never even looked at us. She knew we were there. She must have. But she just sat there. We, you know, we tried speaking with her a few times, but she never, ever uttered a single word or responded in any way. And we would go right in front of her, wave our hands in front of her face. We'd say, excuse me, excuse me. And she, you know, kept on rocking. And, you know, we assume that she must have lived there. Why else would she be then in that room? And for whatever reason, she just wanted to sit there and rock in that room. And I'd say probably over the 4 or 5 or 6 times that we visited the house and just hung out in there, every time we went up to that room to check on her, she did nothing but just sit there and, you know, continuously rock in that chair, staring off into space, and it was like she was looking at somebody or something that we just couldn't see. And the other weird thing is that she was humming this creepy melody. It was kind of like a haunting, repetitive melody over and over again. And even when we, you know, went right in front of her and said something to her and maybe even yelled at her and said, hello, hello, she never broke the melody. She just got this weird, I can't even repeat it. I don't even remember what it was, but it was just a repetitive, almost like a lullaby. Now, getting back to the whole jarred preserves scenario down in the basement, and, you know, down in that basement, the air was very still. And it was damp and dank in that basement. It was, you know, musty. All we could ever smell was this strong, overpowering smell of what I'm guessing now must have been formaldehyde, and combined with damp soil and something else that we just couldn't put our finger on. It was some other weird, sickly, sweet smell mixed in with that formaldehyde and soil. And it was odd. You know, we knew the stuff in the basement in those mason jars. That was kind of freaky because it was all these bodily organs and eyeballs and all kinds of stuff. And we figured, okay, this old woman, this grandma up here, this granny is living up in that room. But we're thinking, you know, where the hell is she sleeping? There's no bed. She can't just sit there and rock night and day. So, but she just kept doing her thing, and we just got used to it. And like I say, we go check on her, but she never responded when we say, hey, how are you today? But we spent most of the time just going down into that weird basement. The one time we went there, I can clearly remember just looking at one of the mason jars and holding it up to a shaft of light that was coming in just to take a really close look at the contents because I couldn't figure out what it was. And when I took a closer look, I'm telling you, I am almost certain it was like a partial human jaw, because you could see the jawbone, you could see several teeth. And the reason I thought it was a human jaw, it had it looked like a silver filling. It was like a molar with a silver filling on it. So I don't know of any cows or goats or dogs that have silver teeth, silver fillings, but I hope it wasn't human. But like I already mentioned, the two floors above us were completely empty, void of all furniture, beds, anything else. That would make you think that somebody's actually still living there. You could tell that somebody had just up and packed everything up and moved away, left next to nothing. The only thing that was remaining was this granny in her creaky old rocking chair, just creaking back and forth and singing her, you know, strange, bizarre lullaby. But, you know, when we thought about it and talked about it and saying, you know, why is that old woman even in there? We figured, okay, chances are what made the most sense was that we figured that either her husband or son or daughter must be dropping her off every morning and then picking her up every night. Maybe because this, you know, little old lady maybe grew up in this house and she just wanted to spend her final days in the house where she grew up in, maybe, possibly. She just wanted to sit and rock and reminisce about old times, perhaps. And then she's there, you know, singing her lullaby, which reminded her of when she was a child, possibly. This seemed like a plausible theory to us anyway. So seeing as we were basically breaking and entering into this now condemned house, it also had we noticed there was a notice posted on the front door to stay out. We made sure not to tell our parents. We didn't tell our friends. We didn't tell anybody in case somebody were to mention it and we'd get in trouble. And then, you know, this went on. We like I say, we visited this place 6-7 times. Cool little getaway, cool little clubhouse. But then suddenly, it seemed as if as quickly as we discovered this, you know, neat new little hideout of ours, it just as quickly suddenly all came to an abrupt end and evaporated. After spending a couple of hours the day before, you know, we're just hanging out, going through the floors, sitting on the floor, talking, looking out the windows, hanging out in the cellar, looking at the freaky jars full of who knows what that stuff was, some of it. And we'd go up and spend time just listening to Granny hum her hauntingly creepy song and listen to her creaky chair just And then we said, see you, Granny. We left, went home that night. And then the next time we went there, which I don't know, could have been a few days, could have been a week, we went back out. We said, let's head back out to our clubhouse. We go back there and suddenly our mouths open. We go like, wow, our whole world all at once just came crashing down because the clubhouse, you know, we arrived on scene. We're both stunned. We couldn't see the house. There was no house standing there anymore. So instead of, you know, where the house was, now all we could see was this bright yellow, brightly yellow colored bulldozer just moving slowly back and forth. Looked like it was like carefully leveling the ground, and it was sitting right on top of where this house used to be. So we kind of approached, you know, cautiously. We had to be careful. And we walked up alongside of this heavyset worker that was there. He had this, you know, bright neon orange vest on. So we kind of went up beside him, and he suddenly noticed we were there, and he quickly twisted his head around to face us. And he looks at us, and his eyes open up wide. He goes, you know, hey, you boys, you shouldn't be here. You have to leave right now. It's dangerous. Please go. But I was concerned because I yelled back up to him. I said, but you know, I tried to yell to him, but he couldn't hear me because the loud noise of the bulldozer drowned everything out. So then he could see that I was trying to talk to him. So he leaned down and put his ear right up close to my mouth. So I repeated, where's the old lady? When did she leave? Where is she? And then he just stared at me with his, you know, totally confused and puzzled look on his face and responded, what the hell are you talking about, boy? What old woman? This house is condemned and hasn't had anyone living in it for like 2 years now. The only old woman that ever lived here was the custodian's mother-in-law there. And, you know, they moved out, and the grandmother, she died like 8 years ago. Ever since hearing him say those last words, and to this very day, I just can't help but wonder what really happened to that rocking, humming granny. Was she buried alive? Or was she, in fact, nothing more than just in some kind of a ghostly apparition that somehow
The way he tells these stories, he had, like, you can tell he's a writer.
Yeah.
And he's funny. He is so funny.
He is. I really like the way he tells his stories. It's so much fun. Can you imagine walking into a place that had, like, pig eyeballs?
And pull up a chair.
Sorry.
Pig fetuses and feet and chicken heads and whatever God knows in jars.
And like, an eyeball staring back at you?
If I see that shit, I'm running the other direction.
Yeah.
Now, but when you were a curious kid.
When I was a kid, I damn sure would have ran the other direction.
No, you'd been like, I dare you to touch the eyeball. I dare you to eat the egg.
You're probably right.
Steal one.
Yeah.
I can totally see 12-year-old me doing some crap. I'm taking that jar of pickles. The pickled eggs?
Pickled eggs.
Hey, you had me lost at that. I ain't never had a pickled egg.
What?
It's me actually either. Not bad.
I ain't trying.
I like eggs. I like pickles. It just doesn't seem like a pleasant combo, though.
Yeah. And especially in an abandoned house that you find all these jars and you see, like, feet and eyeballs, too. It's like, I'm good.
What's a pickled hand?
Yeah. As 12-year-old boys, you see all these body parts, eyeballs, organs, and you see old granny in a rocking chair, and your first thought is to go say hi? I would be out of there so fast.
Well, they went and hung out a couple times, so it was like they kind of grew the confidence.
Yeah, well, my confidence would have been gone the first damn time I seen an old lady rocking in a chair and not responding.
Humming along.
Yeah. But, I mean, even he said, you know, we just thought she was an actual person just there. But even that, so if she's a ghost, that's creepy. Two, if she's not a ghost, that means this grandma is in that house every single day, rocking in this chair, not talking, staring at the wall. Which one's worse?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Neither's good.
No.
Neither's not a hangout spot.
That would be terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
And if she was real, now she's smashed into the ground with the rest of the rubble.
The rest of the body parts.
Poor grandma. But that was one of his short ones that he sent us. He sent us about 5 or 6 different files. We're going to sprinkle them in.
Thank you, because that was gold, pure gold. You have the writing style of a novelist.
Yeah.
I mean, it is great. Great writing.
I can see them walking down the stairs. I can see him grabbing the jars, checking it out. I can see him looking at Grandma going, hey, you anybody home? Like,
Gary, we really appreciate that. We really do.
Yep. Very good story. He's got some other ones. Like, I listened to one and...
Well, I'm excited to hear him now. That was a banger.
Yeah. They're good. They're really... And I haven't even listened to all of them. I've only listened to, like, 3 of them, I think. They're good. They're good. Well, that concludes our first Sinister submissions.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah?
I need some more spooky experiences. Yeah. Where do I go to find them?
Well,
we're fixing to try and do a scary get-together kind of thing.
Yep.
Actually, several of them, because I think we're going to try and do Kilo's Monument.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're going to actually do the private tour at...
Haunted Hill House.
Haunted Hill House. And you can even sleep in the demon's room.
You get that bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I don't care.
You get Toby's bed.
We'll be best friends.
I'm sleeping in somebody else's room if he sleeps in Toby's room. I ain't sleeping up there.
You get Toby's bed.
Yep. Well, that was fun, guys. We'll definitely have to do this again. Talk more about our other experiences. I'd forgotten about Randall and Tamara's house. We'll have to talk about those.
Yeah.
Our houses. And talk about, I don't think we touched on all of mine. We still have a few others, so.
Yeah, there's still a few stories that I've got, too. You know, just creepy experiences or things that go bump in the night.
Yep. And the more you guys send to us, the more we can do this. So please send them to our email at theguiltyandtheghostlypodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Discord, all of it is Guilty and the Ghostly. What else we got?
That's pretty much it. Like, follow, subscribe.
All the things.
All those things, all the good things.
We appreciate the patience last week with the mix-up, and you guys got a paranormal episode and a Remember That bonus episode. Yeah, so hopefully that'll hold you over until this releases.
And don't forget to check us out on Remember That, and also check out Paranormal War Room.
Yep. All the things. All our people.
Yep.
All right. Do you guys have anything you want to add?
No. Thanks for having us.
You just want to be the creepers in the corner?
Just the creepers in the corner. No
like
stories.
Granny? Just Granny staring off at the wall?
Yeah, my chair don't rock, though.
No. Be careful. May did that and broke one.
Yeah, she should.
All right, guys. Well, tune in next week where the guilty confess.
And the ghostly never rest.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.